This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 13th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm, sunny afternoon across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are seeing clear skies. In Haifa, there's a gentle breeze, perfect weather for those enjoying the day outside. Here are today's headlines. First, a direct hit in Nahariya. Non-stop sirens sound across northern Israel as the IDF reports killing 250 Hezbollah terrorists. This comes from Ynet in the past hour. Also, earlier this hour, a Hezbollah rocket barrage wounded at least one woman in Nahariya. Six rockets were intercepted, but one struck a residence, Magen David Adom confirms. That's from the Jerusalem Post. Also this hour, the IDF confirms that over 250 Hezbollah terrorists, including commanders, were eliminated in Operation Eternal Darkness, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports. Separately, Israelis maintain war readiness as U.S.-Iran talks fail. The U.S. imposes a blockade after Iran refuses to halt nuclear ambitions. That's from JTA earlier today. And finally, Trump imposes a blockade on Iran, citing their nuclear ambitions. This comes from JTA's earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago. He highlights Trump's threat to destroy any Iranian ship that comes near U.S. vessels. Jewish Warrior, a security analyst, posted earlier today. They underscore Trump's claim that Iran's navy is largely obliterated, with only smaller attack ships remaining. Aviva Klompas, a policy expert, posted just now. She reiterates Trump's warning that any approaching Iranian vessel will be destroyed. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Nahariya, a direct hit struck the city amid ongoing sirens. The IDF's significant operation in Lebanon led to the elimination of over 250 Hezbollah members. This action, reported by Ynet, underscores escalating tensions along the northern border. For residents, the threat remains immediate and severe. Turning to the U.S.-Iran tensions, the recent collapse of talks has led to a U.S. blockade. Trump insists this is due to Iran's nuclear ambitions, as noted by JTA. The blockade heightens regional instability, affecting diplomatic relations and economic conditions. Meanwhile, Operation Eternal Darkness marks one of the largest IDF actions in Lebanon. Israel Hayom Hebrew details this offensive aimed at crippling Hezbollah's capabilities. This development signals a significant shift in military strategy, with potential repercussions for regional security and civilian safety in Lebanon. On the economic front, first, the Ministry of Finance plans to cancel the customs exemption on wheat for animal feed. This move could increase costs for consumers. Mariv Business reports this development earlier today. Separately, a petition to the Supreme Court challenges the Israel's Basket program. Petitioners claim it misleads consumers and harms competition. This story comes from Israel Hayom Business. And finally, CTEC reports on Iron Nation's new $60 million fund. Indiana anchors this fund, supporting Israeli startups from seed to Series B. This expansion highlights the growing investment interest in Israeli innovation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.